We're in the last parak of Hilchos Yontov. We should finish this up today. And again, we're dealing with halachas of Chol HaMoed. And the Rambam now is going to finish off going through a lot more leniencies and stringencies that involve the malachas you're allowed to or not allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. So in Halacha Zayin, he says, Bona Adam Itztava Leishev Elishan Aleha. So a person's allowed to build like a bench to sleep on or sit on. And again, that's for Simchas Moed. Hatzir v'atzinor v'akorah v'aminol v'mafteach sh'nishbru v'taknam b'moed k'darcho bein shel barz o bein shel eid. So it's interesting. So you have, for instance, the two kinds of things here. There's one of them is like a hinge to a door. Another example is a lock or a key. If these things break, you're allowed to fix them normally on Chol HaMoed. Why? Shezeh hefsed gadol hu, right? She'im yaniach ha-pesach batuach v'losur shvuros nimsam ave kol mashu v'bayis. So there's a potential for a huge loss. Why? Because let's say the lock to my front door is busted. Well, now someone can get in. And if someone can get in, then someone can steal everything in my house. So that's why you'd be allowed, for example, to call a locksmith on Chol HaMoed to fix the lock to your door. And as the Rambam explained before, if there is a potential loss, then there's no need for a shinoi, a change in how you do the malacha on Chol HaMoed. Halacha ches. Okay, back to issues with a mace. Ein chovrin kever liosa muchan lemeish yamus ein bonan oso. So you're not allowed to build an anticipatory grave. You can't dig a grave for someone who's going to die. Okay, that you're not allowed to do. Avaim ha'ya osui harezim etak damoid. But if the grave or the aron was already built, then you could fix it on Chol HaMoed. Ketzav mosiv mimidaso. So for instance, you can or makatzer midaso. You can make it deeper or shallower. Kedeshia nachum leishi karibo. So be ready for when it comes time to bury the mace. But again, if the person isn't dead, you can't prepare what they call a kever for someone who's going to die. Halacha tes, ein mifanen es hames vesa atzmos mikever lekever. So let's say there was a need to, for whatever reason why, to transfer the bones of a deceased from the deceased from one kever to a different kever. You're not allowed to do that on Chol HaMoed. Lo mimikoved lebizoy, lo mibizoy lemechubad. And you're not even allowed to do it in general. You can't do it. Excuse me. You can't do it from a better, grave to a worse one, or vice versa. Vasu lasus kain la'olam bishar yamim. You can never do this in general. To move around a corpse for this reason. Elim kain haya mafneo b'soch shelo, right? Unless you're moving the bones into a plot that, let's say, has been part of your family genealogy. So then, let's say a relative was buried in some cemetery somewhere else, and I want to move it into the Ginsburg Cemetery, you'd be allowed to move the bones in that situation. So then it would be allowed to move, in general, move bones in that type of situation. Okay, halacha yud, ein metalanes ha'ilanos. So let's say there are worms on trees. You can't take, you can't deworm the tree. V'lo mezamenes ha'natios, v'lo megamzin. Same, okay, also, you're not allowed to go ahead and apply fertilizer, where here they learn is manure. You can't use manure on trees you just planted, nor are you allowed to prune trees. All right, but what can you do is the vasachin es ilanos as a perush shebehem b'shemen. I can rub oil over the trees and the fruits with. I can rub with oil on the trees and the fruits. The okren es a pishda meishin he ruuya lachvof ba b'moed. And also, I'm allowed to go ahead and literally means dig up flax, because that's ready to be used on Chol HaMoed. For those people who like beer, the kotzrin es ha-kassos b'pnei shehu ruil atil l'sheichar b'moed v'hinchol yidol b'zeh. So I'm allowed to do ksira. I can harvest hops that are used to make beer on Chol HaMoed in order to make beer with them. Okay, halacha yud aleph. Eimach nisin es atzon ladir kadesh yizbol sakarka. All right, so I can't encourage my sheep to go into a field in order that they go ahead and, through their manure, fertilize the field. Shrehu medayer sadeo b'moed, because what I'm doing is I'm making my field better on Chol HaMoed. Some of those cases of diverting the water. Vimbo me'alehen mutter. But if the sheep or the animals go on their own and then fertilize the field through their manure, that's perfectly fine. Ve'im misayen oso, you can't help them. Ve'im mosher lehen shomer lenayer etzonam. And you can't give them to a shepherd to keep an eye on them, because he's going to end up doing the same thing. Haya Schir Shabbos, Schir Chodesh, Schir Shana, Schir Shavua. But let's say he is somebody, a shepherd who's hired either weekly or monthly or whatever, yearly. So you can hire that person. You can say that since he has a full-time job, so then he would be allowed to, you can allow to encourage him to go ahead and fertilize the field, because that's part of what he does. So you wouldn't stop him from doing that. Let's say you find a pile of manure inside the chatzer, you can push it to the side of the chatzer. The nasis chatzer karpas karefes bakar motzian oso l'ashpa. But if the chatzer is actually a place where cattle live, a corral, then you can take the manure out to the garbage. Halachiyat beis. Okay, almost done with these types of halachas. Hamashve pnei akarka. Let's say we ran this from Shabbos. Someone who's leveling out the ground. Im niskaven l'sakin makom shiamid bo keri shel tvua o shiyadosh bo mutter. So if the intention of when I smooth out the ground is to go ahead and put like a big pile of grain over there and then dush the grain, thresh the grain in that spot, then it's mutter. Vim niskaven lavodos aretz. But if it's there to work the land and let's say plant or whatever it might be, then it's aser. V'chein ha'malaket eitzim mitoch sadeu. If I gather wood from the field. Im letzarecha eitzim mutter. If it's for the benefit of the wood itself, it's mutter. The misakin akarka aser. But if it's to make the ground better, then it'd be aser to do. V'chein haposek mayim legina. So let's say I have an irrigation canal that's stopped up, like with a dam, and I want to open it up, to let the water go into the garden. Im niskaven shi yichnesu adagim mutter. If my intention of doing that is for the fish to go in, to let them out and from being dammed up, then it's mutter. V'mahashkos aretz aser. But if my intention is to water the land, then it would be aser. V'chein hakotzetz charios min hadekel. Also, if I go ahead and trim branches off trees, in this gavin lahachil the behema, if my intention in trimming the branches is to feed it to the animals, it's mutter. V'miskaven levodos ilan, but if it's to make the tree better, aser. V'maisav yukar le'ezet davar humiskaven. Because through the person's actions, we see through the actions what his intention is. So ultimately, das plays a big role. And there's meaning what he does with it afterwards will determine what his intention was all along. Okay, lachiyat gimel. Taner v'chirayim. So we recall this is the sealed oven, and the kirayim is like the stovetop. She'efshar she'yivshu v'yafeh behen b'moed osin osan. So let's say I decide I want to build for myself an oven kira on Chol HaMoed. As long as the material will dry and I can go ahead and then use it to bake something on Chol HaMoed, then I'm allowed to make one. Vim lav ein osin osan. But if not, I can't do it. Uvenkach, bonin al cheresh shel tanur v'al kira hatfela shelahen. But nonetheless, it doesn't matter what the situation is. I'm allowed to go ahead and add, like, let's say, a layer of plaster or mortar to one of these things, like the kira, even if it's not going to dry. Not only that, umasargin esamitos. I'm also allowed to go ahead and tie the ropes at the end of a bed. V'nokren esarechayim v'poskel nahen ayin. I'm allowed to go ahead and clean up a water mill. And again, open up a hole that's in the middle of it. I can also build like a water channel for the mill to work under. Okay, halacha yadalid. He's going to change up in a second. Zofsin es achavis kedeshol yifsar yayin. So let's say I have a barrel of wine and there's like a hole in it. I'm allowed to plug up the hole so the yayin doesn't go bad, the wine doesn't go bad. V'zofsin es a bakbuk neshein bo tareach. And I'm allowed to seal up a bottle permanently because there's no real effort put in that. V'sosun piachavish shel shechar kadesh shel tifsad. Same thing, I can seal the mouth of a barrel of a beer so it doesn't get lost. I mean, it doesn't get ruined. V'chafen es aksios bekash kadesh shel yovdu. So I'm also allowed to go ahead and cover, let's say, figs, a bunch of figs with straw so they don't get lost. V'merachen es habegadna biyadayim. And I'm allowed to go ahead and run my hands over a garment to make it softer. And they shoot mice a hedgehog, because these are all things that the average way of doing things and not the expert way of doing them. But I can't tie, literally means I can't tie the ends of the sleeves, which was done by, let's say, the seamstresses back then. That I won't be allowed to do because that's mice uma. Okay. Halacha Tesvav, Kotetsin Sipane Chamor Shel Rechaim Ubonan Avos Lebehema. I'm allowed to cut the nails of a donkey as well. I'm allowed to go ahead in order for it to go ahead and work for me, and I can also build like a trough for animals to eat out of. V'sus sheyirchav olav mutar litol tziponav l'sarko kadei lifoso. So if I ride a horse, I'm allowed to go ahead and both cut its nails and comb its hair so it looks nice. Excuse me, looks nice. Vemar v'im behema moed. I'm not allowed to have animals copulate with each other on moed, and it's encouraging them to have their own children. Avamakizin ladam. I can do bloodletting on animals. V'imonim mena refua. We don't withhold medical treatment from animals. V'chol ma'achalos u'mashkim she'ena ma'achal b'riyim. El refua mutul adam lachol v'shosim moed. So unlike on Shabbos, any food or drink that's not ma'achal b'riyim, that healthy people wouldn't eat, but only for refua, I'm allowed to go ahead and eat and drink them on chol moed. Okay, alacha tazayin. Eimafan mechatzel lechatzel b'moed. So I can't move. Let's say I want to move houses. I can't move from one chatzel to another chatzel. My belongings on chol moed. Lo michora lenoav, lo mino lechora. It doesn't matter if it's going from a better house to a worse house or vice versa. Ava b'fana whom we bias the bias, what's the chatzer? But I can move from house to house. So whereas I can't move from chatzel to chatzer, I can't move my belongings from one chatzel to another one. I can move from one house to another house within the same chatzer. And again, that has to do with tircha. U'mevin kalim shein letzarach ha-moed, based on uman. And I'm allowed to bring in a kalim, what do you call it, that I'm going to use in chol moed. From let's say the blacksmith, okay, kagon karm ksasos slochios. This won't be a blacksmith, but anyway, like pillows, blankets, and cups. About kelim she'ena l'tzarach moed, but things that I wouldn't be using on moed, kagon macharisha min alotesh otzemer mi beis atzeva emavian. So for example, I can't take wool from the place where they dye the wool. I won't be able to take that on moed because there's no need for it to use a chol moed. V'me'ein le'uman ma'yochal noslo scharo manichan etzlo. And if the specialist has nothing to eat, I can pay him for something. I can buy something from him, but leave the object there. V'me'eino ma'amino manichan mebeisas b'samachlo. And let's say I don't trust the expert, meaning I'm paying him even because I know he's poor, but I don't trust him to keep an eye on my thing. I can buy something from him and store it in the house near the store. V'mechoshish lahem shema yignevu mifana lechatzar acheres v'aloi v'mebeisa. Alright, but ultimately, if I'm concerned that he'll steal it, then what I can do is I can bring it to a different chatzar. I just can't bring it into, at least in this girsa, into my home. Okay, now we're going to shift over to minog. Okay, this actually comes from Psachim, but the Rambam does make a small deviation. I don't know if that's the right word to use, but. He changes pace a bit and picks up the aspect of minog as it pertains to moed, as we'll see in a second. Halacha yitzayin. Asur lasos melacha ba'arve yamin tova min mincha lamala. So it is prohibited to do any melacha from erev yantov, from mincha, right? Let's say plag mincha, and afterwards. So from that point on, you cannot do melacha. Kmo arve shabbosos, just like an erev Shabbos. V'chol osa melacha b'hen ein erosim mebrach lolam. Anyone who does malacha after that period of time will not see any bracha from the work that they did. The go'arimbo mavatlenoso bal korcha, and not only that, we should rebuke him and stop him from doing work. Avayim machanoso makas martyrs, but we don't give them lashes. Bein tzarach lo mashim menadinoso, we don't put him a nidui. Chutz me'erev pesach, okay, which is the first mishnah makom shenagu, except for erev pesach achar chatzos, after chatzos. It's important halacha. If you do any malacha after chatzos of Erev Pesach, you get put into nidui. And of course, if you didn't put him in nidui, you can say it again. Okay? So, because think about it, you can actually put him in nidui, and if not, you can whip him. Okay? Durbanon lashes, but you can do that. Right, so, excuse me, let me rephrase. In other words, from the early part of the day, the first half of the day, so there's a minhag not to do malacha at all. Chatzos and on, it's a halacha, you're not supposed to do malacha, and the reason why is we consider the Erev Pesach from chatzot and on as an actual yantav. It has some character of yantav to it. It's not chol moed, but it has a character of yantav because, like the Rambam says, there's chagiga and shechitas korban. So since the korban Pesach is being shechted, the Erev Pesach has a characteristic of being yantav to it. So he says, Nalach Yudches, Tafikach, Yom Arba'asar B'Nisan, therefore, the day of the 14th of Nisan, the entire day, Aser Basias Malacham Adivrei Sofrim Kamochol Shamoi. So that's the character. Right? In other words, what do? They took the institution of Chol HaMoed and applied it to Erev Pesach. V'ukal Mechol HaShemoed. And it's more lenient than Chol HaMoed itself. Veino Aser Ela Mechatzi Hayom Ulamala. Okay? Shuz Mana Shechita. And it would not be Aser. It's only Aser from halfway to the day and afterwards, which is the time of Shechita. Avah Mehanei Tzachamad Chatzi Hayom Toli Meminog. So that's the question that was just raised. The first half of the day, which is from Nates to Chatzos, that depends on the Meminog HaMakom. Makom shenagu lasos osin, makom shenagu lo lasos ain osin. So if the minag, if you're in a place where the minag is to do malacha, you do it, and if not, you don't do it. Okay, so that's the halacha of Erev Pesach. So he says halacha yates in explaining how these halachas and minag work. The afilu makom shenagu lasos, even in a place where they do malacha on Erev Pesach, in the morning, lo yaskil betchil lasos malacha barbasar afish yachol gamar konam chatzos. You still should not go ahead and begin malacha. Right, even if I'm going to finish the malacha before chatzos, meaning it's lechatchila, you shouldn't do it. Ela shlosh umnios bilvad, except for three three exceptions of experts in their fields or certain careers which allowed to do this. Hain shematchilim behem b'makom shenagu lasos v'osen achatzos. So there are three careers, laborers who in their job, if they started it before chatzos, they're allowed to and they can finish it. Until chatzos. Ve'elo hain achayotin. Safran v'chobson. So that's basically tailors, barbers, and launderers. Aval shar umnios im hiskel behen kodom abasar hu shagomer ad chatzos in am tzrichin l'shar umnios sar harbe. But for anyone else, what do you call it? If they did begin it before chatzos, they can finish until chatzos because the people don't need these labors. What do you call it? That badly. There's not a communal need for what these people are doing. So now halacha chaf, as the Rambam explains. Haholach mimakom she'osin lemakom she'ein osin, and this is a klal for minog. This isn't just about Erev Pesach. This is in general. If you go from a place where they do, let's say, a malacha, to a place where they don't, lo yase b'yishuv. Okay, so you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't perform it in the city. Mibnei machlokas ava osahu b'midbar. So in a public area, like a settled area, you shouldn't do it outright. You shouldn't go against the minog makom. Okay. But in other words, meaning again, you do malacha on Erev Pesach, let's say, and they don't. You shouldn't go there and do malacha openly. But if it's in the midbar, if it's an area which is abandoned, then it's mutter. However, if you go from, let's say, in Miami, no one does malacha on Erev Pesach, but in Chashmonim they do. Okay, I still can't do malacha in Chashmonim. No sooner love chomer makom shiyatsa misham, the chomer makom shalach hasham. So that's the rule of thumb. You take the chomers with you. So you take the stringencies you left with, and you take them to and you follow the stringencies of the place that you go to. V'afal pichein lo yisra b'fneim shu batal b'fnei iser. So even though that's the case, you should never go ahead and do it in a matter that that you're, let's say, not doing malacha because iser. Meaning you shouldn't demonstrate. You shouldn't. Let's say you go to a place where they do malacha on Erev Pesach, but you don't. You shouldn't. Hello? What's it called? So if I go to a makom, if I go to a place where, let's say, they do malacha and I don't do malacha, I shouldn't make it like, oh, I don't do malacha on Erev Pesach. In other words, rather, you should just don't give an excuse why you're not doing it. In other words, you shouldn't present yourself as being more machmir to them. La'olam al yishana adam ne'machlokas. And that's why, because a person should never deviate from whatever the normal practice is where you are, because it causes machlokas to emerge. V'chein mi shedaito lachzolim kamo. This is the famous issue by B'nai Chutz La'aretz who go to Eretz Yisrael for Chag, right? If my intention is to return back where I'm from, noeg anshe makomo ben lahaka ben lahachmir. As we say that when in Rome, you should be noeg like the place that you're at, whether it's the mekel or machmir. As long as, and again, that's why this is a very important issue for people who keep a second day yantav in Eretz Yisrael, you should never act in a manner that demonstrates that you're going against the minhag l'makom. That causes machlokas, which is a very bad thing. And finally, excuse me, halacha chaf aleph, molichin u'mevin kelim beis umam or ba'asar achar chatzos. I'm allowed to go ahead and take. Let's say I left my vase to be repaired by the vase guy. I can go ahead and pick it up and take it home even after chatzos. Even if I don't need them for the holiday. the Gorfin Zevel Mitachas Ragle Behemo Sino Solo Ashba. I'm allowed to go ahead and sweep up the manure that's underneath the legs of the animals and take it out to the garbage. Umoshivan Shovkan the Tarnagolim. I can make nests for chickens to lay their eggs. Tarnagolis she yashva ala beitzim shlosh yamim yeser umesa. Let's say you have a chicken that sat on eggs for 3 days and then it dies, right? Mushivin acheres tachdea barbaasar. I can put a new chicken on top of the eggs on the 14th of Nisan kadeshul yifsedu abeitzim, so the eggs don't get lost. V'moed emoshivan, and that's the different. That's one nafkam in between Erev Pesach and Chol HaMoed. On Erev Pesach, I could replace the chicken. On Chol HaMoed, I would not be allowed to. Avaim barcha b'moed. Let's say the chicken abandoned its eggs on Chol HaMoed. Ma'ala beitzim, machzirno salim koma. Then I will be allowed to go ahead and return the chicken to its place.